Oh, this part right here, that this bone that you hit up against.
Calf of leg.
Mm-hmm. And then this bone sort of part here that it's in the calf, that you bruise a lot of times, or you hit, you know, on the chair. Call that your
shin bone.
Shin bone.
And something like that. I know.
But you know that's the one you always hit. Now, like if a little kid, like if they squat down, they'll be squatting down like on the back part of their leg. Let's say that they're squatting down.
Bending your knees and squatting down.
And then they'll say that back part of their leg they're squatting down on.
On their,
have you ever heard them say they're on their haunches or their hunkers or?
On your hunkers.
On your hunkers, yeah. Now, a person who is able to lift heavy weights, like a man that can lift heavy weights, he's kind of a big man, he can lift heavy weights, you say he's really?
Stout.
And a person who's real easy to get along with, you say that person
is in good condition.
And now, a person like, especially, you know how a teenage boy will come in a room and, you know, they just can't seem to.
They just feel that they just can't keep themselves together.
Yeah, keep themselves together, exactly right. And, you know, they'll accidentally knock in the thing.
Mm-hmm, that's time. Right.
And you'll say, that boy is so.
So fidgety.
now a person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all, you'd say, that person's just a plain
fool.
Yeah, very good. And a person who will never spend a cent of money, you'd say, he is really a
stinger.
And if you were calling him a name, you'd say that he was a tightwad, maybe?
Tightwad. Don't put out anything.
Yeah.
Don't ever want to give, but always taking in and holding.
Right.
That's where our size is.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, do you ever use the word common in talking about a person?
Because sometimes I'll be out in public and somebody fixed up very nice and he don't know how to present himself to the public and he make a fool out of himself. And he thinks he's everything and he's not nothing. He's just a common acting fool. He putting himself above who he is. That's the way I always say it.
And that's the way you'd use that word common.
Common acting in public.
In that way. So it's not a good thing to say then about.
No.
You're very good at explaining things like that too. Very good. Now, if you were talking about somebody who is way up in their 90s, like close to 100 years old or something, and they could still get around well, though, just
active.
Yeah, and you say, boy, that person really is
active, super.
Sometimes, would you ever say spry?
Spry, just say, she sure is a spry old lady.
If a person has, if a person's children were out later than they expected, and they might be getting a little bit concerned about it, and they might say, well, I'm just feeling a little bit
late.
And if the people were, if they weren't really worried about them, but they